Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The World According to Velvet for our regular, or pretty regular, Friday live from Rocks and Things Metaphysical. And the theme of this year, I'm not talking very well, I kind of took a break. The theme of today's show is Welcome to 2015. And we have a very special guest again. He might even become a regular if I have my way. Terry Cito here is going to talk about, I think he might talk about the astrology and whatever else he is guided to talk about. I just kind of want to say a couple things before we get into the show. I've started up my Sacred Body Posture class again, and I'm going to be doing that class tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. I'm going to try to do it every Saturday unless I'm out of town so that I can stay abreast, no pun intended, of everything that's going on and that it'll give you an opportunity to stay in tune with the cycles of the seasons. The other thing that we're doing on the 10th of January is that we are going to have a Sakim training. Sakim, it's S-K-H-M by our friend Ben Woody. And Sakim is similar to Reiki, except for it is the energy that comes up from the earth that we can send out to help people heal and come into balance. I really like it. I'm going to post a Facebook event so you'll get more information about that. Anyway, so I guess we're on to 2015. Adieu to 2014. It was real, and it was nice, and most of the time it was real nice. But I'm ready for the new year. And so we might start out with Terry talking a little bit about the numerology of 2015. Are you ready?
Yes, okay. I am ready. Merry New Year to all your listeners out there in radio land. This 2015 year equals an 8-year numerologically. And the way I calculate things more specifically, it is a 35-8. So there is potential for great changes and upheaval, especially in the status quo as far as man goes. A lot of what has been going on since the turn of the millennia in 2000. This is a period of awakening for mankind. And last year, coming out of a 7-year, we were kind of in the spiritual center, the meditative space, of trying to figure out some of our situations here from a higher perspective. And so now some of the seeds of creativity that we planted are coming home to roost in this 8-year. So this could be a great time if we're willing to change and let go to create some new things, possibly new technologies, new ways of doing things, hopefully new ways of not killing each other around the globe or playing the cop. But a lot of things, if we continue with these old ways, are going to start coming home to roost. And so that's a little bit of the numerology in the nutshell. So I give it back to you, Bill.
Okay. So in preparing for this program today, I took a quick look at the astrology for the new year. You know, I kind of looked at the astrology for the solstice, but I'm going to focus a little bit on the astrology for the new year, for midnight. And one of the things that stood out for me is that Saturn was at 0 degrees Sagittarius. We've just come out of 2 years about of Saturn being in Scorpio, and Saturn in Scorpio was all about giving us the opportunity to look at the way we have repressed our emotions, our creativity, our sexuality, and our power. And so Saturn moving into Sagittarius has the potential to be a lighter time. However, because Sag is associated with truth and the higher mind, it will show to us as individuals how we have disconnected from our own truth, from the higher truths, and how we have gotten stuck in our dogma, our rigid belief systems, our black and white thinking. And we have the opportunity now to let go of all that dogma that is keeping us from being the way shower, the Sagittarian way shower, pointing the way to that which hasn't manifested yet. And so I think personally, I'm a little bit relieved by Saturn moving into Sagittarius, except for it's right on my ascendant now. So I really don't know what that's going to mean. Oh, and Terry too. It's right on his ascendant. So I think if it's on your ascendant, this is just me talking out of my perineum right now, but if Saturn is, and you know, Sagittarians are jokesters, they're tricksters. So Saturn kind of putting pressure on your ascendant is, it's sort of shining the light on how you appear to others, and that you have the opportunity to really assess whether or not you're being truthful, whether or not you are showing the way in a positive manner or a negative manner. And also, I think it's about moving out of any religion, this is a word I'm making up, I think I've heard it, but religiosity into spirituality, because religion and spirituality are very different. Religion is structures created by man, and spirituality is that human desire for connection to something beyond ourselves and to that higher aspects of our soul. So I think both Terry and I will tell you in 6 months how it's going for us, but I see the opportunity as very positive to like really come into who we are, because there's one person who told me, an astrologer, that you come into your ascendant from 40 and beyond. So after the age of 40, you start really embodying that your ascendant. And so I would really like to be a way shower. I'd like to have the fun and the adventure that Sagittarians are known for, instead of like, you know, being all serious and everything. So the other thing that's going on is at the time of the new year, Mars in Aquarius was exactly opposite Jupiter in Leo. And Jupiter is a very expansive energy. And so one of the things you could think about Jupiter in Leo is that it is an opportunity to expand our creative expression, our own individuation, our the way that each of us are here to serve in a creative manner. And Mars in Aquarius, I know, Terry, you might have some input on this, but Mars in Aquarius, you know, is sort of the protector, I'm going to say the protector, could be the protector of the collective, you know. And so if the collective right now doesn't honor the individual expression of each human on the planet at this time, there may be friction. But the opportunity I perceive is that each of us here has a unique thumbprint and a unique purpose, and we're all here to express it in kind of a childlike, joyful manner, the fool, so to speak, in service to the whole, so that we as a human collective can move gracefully into the Aquarian age. But that's, and Mars is the protector, and Mars gets us what we value. So I see that as an opportunity, but there could be some friction created. So the other thing that I saw in that chart is there are four planets currently in Capricorn: the Sun, Pluto, Mercury, and Venus. And Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, okay? So there's some information there too. And it's about structures and practical aspects of being human. And so I really see 2015 as a year to, there's two dynamics possibly. You know, these old structures that are limiting our who we are as humans on this planet, they're tightening down on us, right? The oppression is like in our face right now, but the opportunity is to create new structures. And that's sort of what I think 2014 is about, when we can tune in to what it means to be human, what it really means to be human, not this fear-based human that we are seeing all over the planet, survival, driven by survival, but the human that is here to fully bring their souls into this planet and express creatively. Carrie, do you have anything to add about that?
Well, going back to Saturn here a little bit, you know, Saturn is our taskmaster. We all, as souls, come into this plane with a blueprint, with a plan. I want to complete this lesson. I want to learn about that. I want to heal this. I want to do this, that, and the other thing. And Saturn's there testing us and pushing us and trying us all the time to complete this blueprint that we made for ourselves coming in. So a lot of what's going on with the universal alignments with Saturn right now are really opening the doors for us to just get real with ourselves and say, look, this ain't working no more. We need to come up with new ways, new ideas. And so the Sagittarian ideas, let's go in this direction and try some of these solutions or avenues or pathways and see if this doesn't lead to a more equitable, more harmonious working. Right now, this year and next year both are very, very crucial to get some of these new ideas going with the environment, with energy, with politics, with personal relationships. If we're stuck in a negative Saturnian pattern and, you know, just doing the same old, not growing, you know, over-consuming, being a little funky with whatever things we're avoiding doing, these energies are going to kick us in the butt, and they're going to say, look, this stuff is here and now, and it's time to evolve and to get these lessons. And to let go and to move on. And luckily, these things and these planets are all helping us at this moment in Capricorn, because it'll give us practical application ideas of how to approach letting go of what needs to be let go of and moving in a new direction that is more holistic, loving, and harmonious with the natural state of the universe. Man is man becoming. He's not there yet. And so these are crucial, crucial times. We're looking at elections coming up next year, and all I can see being offered up there is more of the same old malarkey from both teams, the red and blue. They're all owned by someone somewhere up above them, and they don't offer solutions. So it's time for man to stand up, take his own life in his hands, and get his lessons and start moving in a new direction of universal peace, brotherly love. The age of Aquarius is opening before us. Here we go. I'm getting all woo-woo and metaphysical. Here at woo-woo you, we can help you to figure this stuff out. So back to you.
Well, so then as Terry was talking, kind of what also came to mind is the another a configuration in the skies is the asteroid Ceres is conjunct the galactic center. And that's, I think, it started a little bit before the new year, and it's conjunct right now. And so one of the things that I keep thinking of is Saturn is the father, right? And Ceres is the mother. In the mythology, Ceres was represented as the goddess of the grain, and she was the mother of Demeter. And in that mythology, she became hyper-emotional when her daughter was raped and taken into the underworld, and her emotions were so powerful that she was able to affect the weather. So as she went through, as she was searching for her daughter, because of her grief and anger, it got colder and colder on the planet. All the plants died, or all of the energy of the plants went into the roots, and life was almost unsustainable here on the planet. And according to the mythology, Zeus knew the role that humans played on the planet, so he sent Mercury, or Thoth, Hermes, to the underworld to free Demeter so that life would be restored on the planet. And so as Ceres is conjunct the center of the galaxy, to me it feels like we have access to the Great Mother, okay? And through the access to the Great Mother, we have the opportunity to realign ourselves to the planet and to understand that everything we think and say impacts our environment. And so in Chinese medicine, right now we're in the water element. It's associated with the kidney bladder meridians, and it's tied to the emotion of fear. So according to the Chinese, the Taoist perspective, the more fear you have, the more cold and frigid and unable to move you become. And there have been storm after storm and unseasonably cold weather throughout a big majority of the United States this winter. And what if it is as simple as not being afraid? Realigning ourselves with the Great Mother, first through the Mother Earth, then through the galactic center. I think this conjunction right now is an opportunity to remember the void, remember the great mystery, the Great Mother. And I think this is just a new theory I'm working on, and maybe it's for me personally, to remember the Great Father, not the father with the white beard who, not you, Terry, the father with the white beard, Yahweh, who was a war god, but this benevolent father that I think we have, if you think of God is love instead of God is vengeful, I think for me personally, maybe it's not collective, maybe it's personal, but I think this year for me is about connecting to the Great Mother and the Great Father and knowing that all of my needs are taken care of. And that not only that, but when I master my emotions, I affect the world around me. I affect my community. I affect my environment. And so, you know, facing our fear, what are we really afraid of? You know, are we really afraid that our needs aren't going to be taken care of? Are we afraid that we're going to shine bright like the sun?
Nope.
Off to Terry.
Well, looking back at this fear thing that is so heaped upon us from every direction, the financial markets, the climate change, everything is bearing down on us, and the media is hyping it and heaping it and just keeping us steeped in it. This is all by design. I do believe that there is an infamous day that would like to keep us from rising up to our potential, facing what little demons we store emotionally away. And there's old Saturn again saying, come on, let's look at this stuff. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of death? Well, really, we live forever. Just drop these temporary overcoats of bodies and move on to the next thing. Probably come back again. Now, that's my belief. Not everybody might go with that, but it seems to make sense to me. Makes a heck of a lot more sense than some angry guy in the sky that's going to burn you up forever. And even the Pope has come out recently and said that there is no hell, that Adam and Eve was a little parable story that we could use, and there probably isn't much basis in that. Now, that may shake up a lot of people, and they, you know, who knows what their reactions to that could be. But if you really examine life and go beyond the stories that you're fed in your tribe and you do some soul searching, how could you not forgive your children? How could you not see that this reality is fraught with trials and tribulations, and it's easy to fall and scrape your knees, and it's easy to learn from that as well. So here we are at a pivotal point in the history of humankind where consciousness is about to expand, and we need to get it. And we need to be open to that. And that opening comes not through the mind, but through the heart and the whole body. And I think that what Velvet provides here at Rocks and Things is a multitude of various disciplines that help us to reach our potential, our higher selves, our more loving selves, our creatively co-creative potentials, one with this universe. And, you know, what a better way to start a new year with this sort of message of hope. Give yourself a tabula rasa. Give yourself a clean slate. What are you putting forth? Are you expanding your light out there, or are you kind of hiding it under a blanket and not wanting to give it out there? And that's okay if that's where you're at. It's just, it really, in my book, is time to look at these things and ask yourself, who am I? And why am I here?
Perfect. And so then that brings me back to this water element and the Chinese medicine perspective. So according to the Taoist perspective, about a week after the solstice, we move deeply into the water element, okay? And like I said, out of balance, it's fear. In balance, it's wisdom. This time of year is a time to go within, to contemplate, to garner your energy, to bring your will back to yourself and align your will with heaven's will. And so in Chinese medicine, they talk about at the moment of our conception, we decide what we're going to do. We kind of get our marching orders, or we create our plan, so to speak, that structure that Terry was talking about. And then our ancestors step forward and they give us the physical and spiritual gifts of the body that we're going to need to fulfill our destiny, and then we're given our will, okay? And according to the Chinese, our will is that which allows us to move towards our destiny. It's the energy, it's the focus, it's the clarity. And then we come into this world where there's chaos, and we begin almost immediately to misuse our will. So we send our will energy out from our solar plexus, our will center, and we wrap it around people and situations that we want to control. And it's always fear-driven. And often we use our will to, because especially around situations or people that we love, you know. And so then we're misusing our will, and we aren't aligning our will with heaven's will. And there's this guy named Chris High who created the WebBot. And he said that the powers that be do not want us aligning our will with heaven's will. He says because when we align our will with heaven's will, we are unstoppable and undefeatable. And so all of these things that Terry was talking about that drive us to fear cause us to send our will energy out and try to control things that we really have no control over, that aren't even our business to control. But that energy outside of ourselves keeps us from doing what we're here to do. There is a great story. Carlos Castaneda talks about how he's walking in the desert with Don Juan, and there's an old man in his 80s with him. And this old man, they come to this waterfall, and this old man begins to climb up this waterfall, and he's making these death-defying leaps. And Carlos Castaneda says to Don Juan, "Well, how can he do that?" And Don Juan said, "If you were a man of knowledge, you would see that he sends his will energy out, wraps it around the rock, and then it's his will that pulls into the rock. Our wills can defy gravity and are strong in a way that I think we are not taught in our culture. We aren't taught about proper use of will." And so I really think this time, from about a week after the solstice to about a week before the equinox, we really get to look, if we choose, how are we using our will? How are we using our energy? Are we using our energy in a way that moves us towards our destiny? Or are we squandering it on senseless talk shows like that one? No, we are not a senseless talk show, okay?
This is a cool talk show.
And so I only hope that instead of squandering your time, I am helping you, and Terry and I are helping you to remember that your will is to be used for a very specific purpose. The other thing that the Chinese say is that at the moment of your conception, you're given the amount of qi, the amount of life force that you are going to use, that you're going to need to fulfill your destiny. And then you come in here and you start squandering it. You spend your money, your resources, your energy on frivolous things, okay? We all do it, right? You know, but I think we have the opportunity, especially this time of year, to bring your will energy in, to bring your energy back and be very clear about where your thoughts are going, where your energy is going, where your money is going. It's all tied to our chi, right? You know, so if you're spending your money on things that aren't in alignment with your heart, you are creating a dissonance in your field. And you're wasting your energy. And basically, the Chinese say, when you squander your qi, your life force, you begin to die.
Ooh.
Not that you're going to die, but you're going to have to bring your energy back, and you're going to have to eat better. You're going to have to do things that build qi if you're squandering your qi. Okay? So I think let 2015 be the year of just being conscious. Where are you putting your thoughts? Where are you putting your money? Where are you putting your actions? Where are you putting your energy, your heart? Where are you putting it? Is it moving you and the world towards what you envision, or are you being unconscious?
Yeah.
Back to you, Terry.
Well, here's another thing numerologically. 2015, that 15 aspect of the numerological divination aligns with the tarot card of the devil. So we have the 20, which would be judgment or awakening, and then we have the devil. So a really good question to ask yourself this year is, to what is it that I am addicted? What energies do I serve, and what serves me? And so this is a really good year to clean all that up. Saturn's there helping you, saying, clean this stuff up, kid. Do you really need these sort of things? And a lot of the alcohol and drug addictions are very hard to come to grips with. You get lost in them. But this is really the time to look at that and try to bring that together. I know myself, I used to pound a lot more beers and wines than I have been lately, and for some reason on my journey, that's just falling away naturally. So I'm feeling a little more healthy due to that, a little clearer in the head. This is just a really, really good time to ask yourself, does this serve me, or am I serving it? And so as you do that, you gain power over your own destiny. You bring your consciousness to your free will aspects. I mean, there are lots of lessons to learn there in the bottle. And, you know, it's just the way it is. Our society gives us a lot of little escape mechanisms, but they are traps. I mean, even music and books and things can become addictive, distracting to you, Velvet.
Well, that is a great place to end this, because I think, according to the Chinese, they believe that when you have an addiction, something outside of you has bound your will, that your will has been bound. And, just even in AA, they say that your soul is seeking a connection to your higher self, but you are seeking it with the spirit of something that is not you. And so as we begin this new year, I ask that you keep an open heart and an open mind, and that you honestly, which is a Sagittarian trait, truth-telling, that you honestly let the universe show you where you may have addictions, where you may have misused your will, where you may have let fear keep you from stepping in to the full expression of your soul. And I just would like to thank Terry for his magical way of showing up right at the time of the show, because I love having him here, and that that he may be blessed in the ways that he blesses me. And thank you for being here.
Well, Merry New Year, Velvet, and thanks for providing this wonderful space, rocks and things, for all the wonderful wisdom that you disseminate through this valley.
Have a great year ahead.
Woohoo! All right. Have a good one.
Good one.
Okay. Perfect.